Authorities in Britain know that graffiti often adds to the grime of urban life. That may be why the city council in Leeds, England, is not sure what to make of the artist who is creating graffiti by cleaning the grime of urban life. The man's given name is Paul Curtis, but he is widely known as Moose. Mr. Moose, do you mind if I call you Mr. Moose?
No, fine, go ahead.
Okay, good. Can you just describe your art for people who've never seen it before?
It's basically creating images by cleaning surfaces with an old sock or something, and you create a contrast there from a dull, matte kind of brown colour from all the dirt to a gleaming, reflective, shiny surface that's often a slightly different colour. I do some freehand, but I've also, on tiled walls, been able to use the grid of the tiles to create perfect shapes. You can do it two ways. Either you can create the letter by making a positive, or we can draw around the letter and then clean the background, and the letter becomes made of the dirt.
And you must have quite a supply of different kinds of cleaning agents by this point.
It's surprisingly easy to do. Quite a lot of the stuff, like the most spectacular thing that we've done so far was on a street sign, and I used an old shoe brush and a stencil, and that was it, really. We don't use harmful liquids, we just use water. It's all about what we call elbow grease, basically.
Where and why did you get started doing this?
I run a small record label, and I had a product that needed some advertising. Now, I'd had this idea for a few years. The area where I live, quite a lot of the tunnels where traffic goes, they're lined by lime green tiles. So I think that partly I was looking at the fact that it was clear that where people had rubbed their arms against the tunnel walls or had written their name with their finger or something like that, that there was possibilities there. I'm a bit of a kind of domestic one. I really like to get the Hoover out and things like that. So there's a combination of all those things, I think.
Now, I gather this has caused some confusion, consternation for the authorities, because nobody likes graffiti officially, but on the other hand, you're cleaning things.
Yeah, the council didn't really know what to do with me, because some of the work that we've done has been so clear that I think they felt like they had to say something. So they were calling me a vandal, and I've kind of ridden the whole process now, and I'm waiting for the kind of Monty Python court case where Exhibit A is a pot of cleaning fluid and Exhibit B is a pair of my old socks. But since we have had some press, they've kind of backed down on me now.
Now, this is not pure art. This is commercial art. You're selling things. Who are some of the people who've paid you for advertising?
Big Brother, Xbox, recently some stuff for Smirnoff Vodka, and a gallery opening in London, which was a gallery based on people bringing in their own artwork on discs and then them having the work printed out.
That was for Hewlett-Packard, the gallery you
did?
It
was, yeah. It's the Hype Gallery.
Do you feel bad sometimes that you're putting ads even in the dirt on the sidewalk?
What I do is very non-permanent. It generally lasts 2 to 3 weeks. But I do agree, I don't like to see advertising all over the place.
I can't finish this interview without asking you to describe where it is that you are now.
Where I am now? I'm just next door to the Olympic Stadium in Athens. I'm actually working on the opening and closing ceremonies of the Olympic Games.
But not cleaning up?
Not cleaning up, but I've got a few ideas there, actually, because the city is a dust bowl. It's the most perfect place ever for doing graffiti, and the graffiti here is really good. I'm thinking of doing a really cheeky logo, which is just the Olympic symbol, but just 4 rings of the 5, just to tease them that people don't think it's going to be finished in time. but believe me, people are on top of this job. It's looking good.
Mr. Moose, thank you very much for speaking with us.
That's great. No worries. Thank you for your interest.
The artist known as Moose is Paul Curtis, a resident of Leeds, England. For images of his work, visit our website at npr.org.